Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Well, glory. All right, here we go. We are going to minimize everything here. And put this up. Where is he? hopefully. It doesn't show him there, but... Oh, there we go. Not getting through. Oh my. I have too much open. They are trying to get our sound connected. Praise the Lord. And we will be live in India. Very exciting. Now the good news is, tilt it down just a little bit.
It's okay?
Yeah, very good. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, just wait. We will just because some of the people cannot see you.
Can you see me sharing the screen?
No, just wait. We can see this. Yeah, we can see your screen. Just wait.
So we are broadcasting into an area that is very remote, and it's exciting that we're having the opportunity to be here, but sometimes the technical sound difficulties can be challenging. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I am a Pajama Gaki certificate to the Das Pastor Tikanaji. One of the Sia Gwai Sundi, Bahot Jabardas Gwaiya, Pajanaka Yorda Talibiara Pastor Charadi, and we hand over the rest of the time to Pastor Chikana. ਅਸ ਤੱਕਲ ਹੋ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਸੋਚਿਆ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਬੜੀ ਦੂਰ ਬੈਠੇ ਆ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਹੋ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਯੋਰ ਦਾ ਟੈਲੀ ਜਾਣਾਗੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਜੀ ਇਸ ਪਾਸੇ ਸੀ ਯੋਰ ਟਾਈਮ ਨਾ
I bring you greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. I am very honored and privileged to be with you this evening. It is very early in the morning where I am, and it is late in the evening where you are, and yet we are brought together by the wonders of technology. But we are also connected by the God of the Bible. A God who is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. Meaning that he is all-powerful, all-knowing, and he is present everywhere at the same time. And his love for you there in India is just as great as his love for me right here where I am in my home. I want to share with you my testimony about love and faith. This was me in July of 2017. I was in intensive care in San Antonio, Texas on life support. They were feeding me through the tube in my nose and breathing for me through the tube in my mouth. And for nearly a month, they did not know if I would live or die. In fact, I had 17 surgeries over the first 5 days after the accident, and I died 3 times. I had also died at the scene of the accident. This is the vehicle that my daughter and I were in when we impacted this truck. The driver of this truck was an elderly gentleman that was not aware of his surroundings. He pulled out of a driveway across the highway and blocked my daughter and I's path. And so we had nowhere to go, and we impacted him at 88 kilometers per hour.
That
That red circle in the picture shows where the frame of the truck was literally knocked, or the cab of the truck was literally knocked off the frame. My daughter turned the vehicle slightly to the right, causing all of the damage of the vehicle to take to her side, the driver's side of the car. I was sitting in the passenger seat when we made impact with the truck. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, Jackie and seatbelt. I had had my hand down near the seatbelt and was able to release the seatbelt, and I dove towards Jackie. As I dove towards her, tools from the back of the truck came through the windshield here. Psalms 28 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield, and my heart trusted in him. It goes on to say, and I am helped, therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. And so I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat. Whoa. We got a little feedback. Hang on, folks. Hello?
Hello?
Ah, there we go. Now the feedback is gone.
Actually, when somebody is getting any phone call, it's this way.
Hello. So when someone gets a phone call.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Can the phone tell you?
Please turn off your cell phones. Please turn off your cell phones. Yes. All right. Okay. Hallelujah.
Somebody, hallelujah.
And so as I dove across the car, there were tools coming through the windshield, and I dove towards the driver's side. And the result of that was is that I knocked the tools down with my hands, but I hit my head on the steering wheel.
ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੋਹੇ ਦੇ ਸਰੀਏ ਸੁਰੀਏ ਬੁੜ ਕੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਆ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ ਗੱਡੀ ਦੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਹੱਥ ਨਾਲ ਰੋਕਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ, ਪਰ ਮੇਰਾ ਮੂੰਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਟੀਅਰਿੰਗ ਨਾਲ ਵੱਜਾ.
When I did this, I took severe damage to my head.
ਔਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੇਰਾ ਮੂੰਹ ਇਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਵੱਜਾ ਸਟੀਅਰਿੰਗ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਤੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਗੰਭੀਰ ਸੱਟਾਂ ਲੱਗ ਗਈਆਂ.
And you can see blood on the steering wheel, and there's blood on the dash, and blood on the seat. Because my daughter had turned the wheel to the right, the airbag did not immediately deploy.
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੇਰੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਨੇ ਸਟੀਅਰਿੰਗ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵਾ ਸੱਜੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਘੁਮਾਤਾ, ਤੇ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਬਦਲਣ ਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਦੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ 에ਅਰ ਬੈਗ ਆ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਖੁੱਲੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ. ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਸਾਫ ਦੇ ਸਾਫ ਚਿੱਟੇ ਚਿੱਟੇ ਪਏ ਆ.
And so as a result of that, I became my daughter's airbag.
ਔਰ ਬੈਗ ਨਹੀਂ ਖੁੱਲੇ ਪਰ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਬਚਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ 에ਅਰ ਬੈਗ ਬੰਨ ਕੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਤੇ ਡੁੱਲ ਪਿਆ.
Now this next picture shows the damage that was done to my head and my face.
ਅਗਲੀ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਤੋਂ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗੇਗਾ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਸੱਟ ਲੱਗੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਿਰ ਨੂੰ ਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਬੋਲ ਨੂੰ.
When they life flighted me into the hospital, they told my family there was about a 2% chance that I would survive.
ਆ ਮੇਰਾ ਚਿਹਰਾ ਵਾ ਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਹਸਪਤਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਆਂਦਾ ਤੇ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਨੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਘਰਵਾਲੀ ਨੂੰ ਸਲਾਹ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਬਚਣ ਦੇ 2% ਚਾਂਸ ਹੀ ਆ.
But my wife is a woman of great faith and began to immediately pray.
ਔਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਪਤਨੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੀ ਸੀ, ਔਰ ਇਹ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਸਾਰ ਉਹਨੇ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਨੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤੀ.
And this is the verse that the Lord gave her.
ਔਰ ਆ ਵਚਨ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਨੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਪਤਨੀ ਨੂੰ ਦਿੱਤਾ.
Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him.
ਔਰ ਜਬੂਰ 3:2-6 ਕਿ ਬਾਰੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਾਨ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਆਖਦੇ ਹਨ ਕਿ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਉਹਦਾ ਬਚਾਓ ਹੈ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ.
But you, Lord, are a shield around me.
ਪਰ ਹੇ ਯਹੋਵਾ ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਦੁਆਲੇ ਢਾਲ ਹੈ.
My glory, the one who lifts my head high.
ਮੇਰੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਿਰ ਦਾ ਉਠਾਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ.
I call out to the Lord and he answers me.
ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਨਾਲ ਯਹੋਵਾ ਨੂੰ ਪੁਕਾਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ, ਉਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਪਹਾੜੋਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਉੱਤਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
From his holy mountain.
ਆਪਣੇ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਪਹਾੜੋਂ ਉੱਤਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
I lie down and sleep and I wake again.
ਮੈਂ ਲੰਮਾ ਪੈ ਗਿਆ ਤੇ ਸੌਂ ਗਿਆ, ਮੈਂ ਜਾਗ ਉੱਠਿਆ.
Because the Lord sustains me.
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਯਹੋਵਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸੰਭਾਲਦਾ ਹੈ.
I will not fear though tens of thousands assail me on every side.
ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਧਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਡਰਾਂਗਾ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਆਲੇ ਦੁਆਲੇ ਘੇਰਾ ਪਾ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ.
And so you see the second picture is after they've done the surgery to put my face back on.
ਔਰ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਮੇਰਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਚਿਹਰਾ ਵਾ ਇੰਨਾ ਜ਼ਖਮੀ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਨੱਕ ਉੱਪਰ ਚਲ ਗਿਆ, ਅੱਖ ਥੱਲੇ ਆ ਗਈ. ਔਰ ਦੂਜੀ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਆਪਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਤੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵਾ ਚਿਹਰਾ ਠੀਕ ਕੀਤਾ.
And so this is me on life support in the early days in the hospital.
ਹਸਪਤਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਦੋਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂਆਤੀ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਸਾਂ ਤੇ ਇਦਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਟੂਪਾ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਾ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਗਿਆ.
In addition to the damage to my face, I broke the base of my skull on both sides and I broke my neck at C3 front and back.
ਆ ਤਾਂ ਦੱਸਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਵਾ ਕਿ ਇਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਖੋਪੜੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ ਸੀ, ਔਰ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਜੇ ਧੌਣ ਦੀ ਹੱਡੀ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ ਸੀ.
I also broke my back in 3 places between T1 and T5.
ਔਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਵੀਰ ਦੀ ਹੱਡੀ ਵੀ 3 ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੋਂ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ ਸੀ, 3 ਮੜਕੇ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਏ ਸੀ, ਔਰ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ T1 ਤੇ T5.
This is the scar on my back where they did the surgery.
ਔਰ ਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਲੱਕ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨ ਪਿਆ ਵਾ, ਇਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਵੀਰ ਦੀ ਹੱਡੀ ਠੀਕ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀ.
Remember I told you that I was knocking down the tools as they came through the windshield.
ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਫਰੰਟ ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਲੋਹੇ ਦੇ ਸਰੀਏ ਅੰਦਰ ਆ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਰੋਕਿਆ।
These x-rays show all of the broken bones in my hands and my wrists. In addition to that, I also broke my left hip, tibia, femur, and pelvis. In fact, here you can see where they had to put in a rod, and they also had to put in screws in order to put my hip back together. And here's where I snapped the femur in half. On the lower leg, I broke both the tibia and the fibula. This is my left leg. And they told me that this is my good leg. That's because on my right leg I crushed the bottom of my knee and the right and the top of my right tibia. I did so severely they had to put in this plate, screws, and bone glue in order to put it back together. But I also severed all the nerves below my right knee and I severed the main artery. So they had to use these halos in order to hold my leg still while the bones set. And you can see by the pictures that my hands at one point were all wrapped up. My right leg was so swollen that they had to do what's called a fasciotomy. That's where they have to cut it open in order to put a sponge in so that they can pull a excess fluid out. What you're about to hear was one of the visits from one of the doctors in the early days in the care, in the intensive care. Actually, this was in acute care. In intensive care, I wasn't able to talk.
For now, we're just going to put that stuff on your eye to keep it
open.
Every morning, they had to come in and they had to take all the sponges out and they had to inspect the wound. You can see how long that incision is because they also had to go in and find an artery to save my lower leg.
Getting this changed today, and that's kind of the plan for today. All right.
And so every morning they came in and did this.
ਔਰ ਹਰ ਰੋਜ਼ ਸਵੇਰੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਸੀ ਤੇ ਇਦਾਂ ਆ ਕੇ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਰਿਸ਼ਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀ.
And so here you can see the progression. In the first picture, I'm in the intensive care unit. In the second picture, I'm sitting up for the very first time since the accident. In the third picture, they've begun to take out most of the tubes, and now I'm in the acute care unit. And then in the final picture, I'm at the acute care rehabilitation center where my daughter Jacqueline comes to visit me.
ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਯੂਨਿਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਆਂਦਾ ਗਿਆ ਉੱਥੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਜੈਕੀ ਇਹੋ ਹੀ ਐਕਸੀਡੈਂਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗੱਡੀ ਚਲਾ ਰਹੀ ਸੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਲੈਣ ਆਈ ਆ ਤੇ ਖੁਦਾ ਨੇ ਉਹਦਾ ਵਾਲ ਵੀ ਵਿੰਗਾਰੀ ਹੋ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਯੋਧਾ ਚੱਲ ਜਾਣਾ ਪ੍ਰਵੇਸ਼ ਲਈ.
Now, this was the very first time that I ever was allowed to come home after the accident.
ਔਰ ਐਕਸੀਡੈਂਟ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਘਰ ਪਹੁੰਚਿਆ ਤੇ ਇਸ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਖੜਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਯੋਧਾ ਤਾਲੀਏ ਵਾਂਗ ਯੇਸ਼ੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਹੱਥ. ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ.
I was not yet able to put any weight on my right leg, so I could barely stand up. My daughter Colin was pushing me up the ramp.
ਦੂਸਰੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਕਾਲਨ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਵੀਲਚੇਅਰ ਨੂੰ ਧੱਕਾ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆ ਰਹੀ ਆ ਤੇ ਦੇਖੋ ਤੇ ਸੱਜੀ ਲੱਤ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਵੀ ਭਾਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੈ ਰਿਹਾ.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This was my second trip to the rehabilitation center, and I was able to get onto a bicycle and begin to use my arms and my legs.
ਰੀਹੈਬਿਲੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗਿਆ ਤੇ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਮੇਰੇ ਲੱਤਾਂ ਵੀ ਚੱਲ ਰਹੀਆਂ ਵਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਹੱਥ ਵੀ ਚੱਲ ਰਹੇ ਆ ਖੁਦਾ ਨੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਨੂੰ ਛੂ ਕੇ ਚੰਗਾ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ. ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ.
And so I finally was able to go home, and this is a picture of my family and I around Thanksgiving of 2017, 4 months after the accident.
ਔਰ ਆਪ ਵੀ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਜੁਲਾਈ ਦੇ ਮਹੀਨੇ ਵੱਡੇ ਦਿਨ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਦਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੈ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ. ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ.
The bruise in my arm is from where the seatbelt did not completely release, and it was caught on my arm.
ਔਰ ਆ ਮੇਰੀ ਬਾਹ ਆ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਨੀਲ ਪਿਆ ਆ ਇਹਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਇਹ ਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਸੀਟ ਬੈਲਟ ਬੜੀ ਲਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀ ਤੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਬਾਹ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਨੀਲ ਪੈ ਗਿਆ.
The dinner picture is a picture of myself with Chip Roy, my congressman, and Congressman Jim Jordan. And the picture in the upper right corner is myself with my beautiful wife, Patricia. Many have asked me, how was your daughter Jackie, whose life you saved? And a year ago March, I walked her down the aisle and she got married.
ਔਰ ਇੱਕ ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਆਪ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਤੁਰ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਚਰਚ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਗਿਆ ਤੇ ਨਿਕਾਹ ਹੋ ਚੁੱਕਿਆ ਵਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਵਿਆਹੀ ਗਈ ਆ ਯੋਧਾ ਕਾਲੀ ਵੀ ਆ ਗਈ ਆ ਮੇਰੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਆ.
God used me to be a shield to protect her, and she had just minor damage to her lower back and her lower spine.
ਆ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਖੁਦਾ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਢਾਲ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਇਸਤੇਮਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਬਚਾ ਸਕਿਆ ਔਰ ਇਹਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਇਹ ਆ ਕਿ ਰੱਬ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੀਤਾ ਵਾ ਮੌਤ ਦੇ ਮੂੰਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਬਚਾ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ
And so I was able to walk her down the aisle.
ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਆਪ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੈਰਾਂ 'ਚ ਚੱਲ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਚਰਚ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਿਕਾਲ ਹੀ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਹਾਂ
In Psalm chapter 27, David writes, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And so I turned around and I officiated their ceremony while standing and then seated in my wheelchair.
ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਆਪ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਖੜੇ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਦਾ ਨਿਕਾਹ ਵੀ ਪੜਿਆ ਤੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਰਸਮੋਂ ਦੇ ਵਾਸ ਕੀਤੇ ਮੈਂ
ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ And this is a picture of my family celebrating that wonderful day, victory in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And here I am with you today. Hallelujah. And I want to talk to you about that incredible faith. The Word of God says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. While I was in intensive care, I had had the 17 surgeries and I died 3 times during those surgeries. And God allowed me to take several trips to heaven. The Father also showed me some things about what was happening around me in intensive care. There were many in intensive care who were fighting for life. And whose loved ones were fighting for life. Recently, my wife shared something with me, though, that I want to share with you. And there's actually video of it that I'm going to find and put in as a part of my testimony in the coming weeks. There were moments when I would be conscious. And my wife said that I would begin to speak warfare prayers, spiritual warfare prayers. Prayers whereby I was dismantling the enemy's plans against my life.
और मैं प्रार्थना करता कि उस दे विच आंदे सारी शैतान दियां सारियां योजनाओं नूं फेल करता सी जिहड़ियां उहने मेरे खिलाफ बनाईआं सन.
And the Holy Spirit showed me that in intensive care, each one of those individuals was being spiritually attacked. And many of them did not know the weapons of warfare that they had available to them. But you don't have to end up in intensive care to be involved in spiritual warfare. Today, right now, where you sit, you are engaged in a spiritual war. It is a war for your soul. And set before you today is the choice of life or death. The God of this Bible has sent his son Jesus Christ. To give all of us the opportunity to be able to choose life. This is the offer that is before you tonight. Should you decide tonight to make the choice to receive what Father God is offering you. Which is salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. Then you will become what I am about to say. You will become a chosen generation. You will become a royal priesthood and a holy nation. And he will declare that you are his special people. And then you will be able to proclaim the praises of him because he will have called you out of darkness. And called you into his marvelous light. Though now you may not be those people, but I am going to extend to you an invitation to be the people of God. Whereby you will obtain mercy. In this spiritual warfare battle, there is an enemy who roams about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. It is his desire to steal your hope. It is his desire to make you feel as though you have no value. It is his desire to see you suffer. Oh, there is no doubt that he attempts to tempt us. But what he tempts with are things that do not last. And he uses the temptations that are called sin by God. Sin is a poison, it is a cancer. And ultimately, sin leads to death and destruction. But my heart for you is that you would have faith and love. A faith that is so strong that your light cannot be extinguished. That no matter how difficult or how challenging life might become, inside of you where no one can touch, you are filled with the faith and the love of Father God in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, his Son. That you will know that no matter where you go from this night forward, you never again will walk alone. Because just like when I was in this accident, I knew that my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, was inside of me. I knew that I was never alone. And I knew my Father God to know that he was always working things together for my good. I thank God that I have been through this accident, even though it is at times quite challenging. Because I know that because of this accident and this testimony, there have been hundreds of thousands that have received Christ as Lord and Savior. That the faith that the Lord God gave me to persevere, and the message of the power of the blood and the cross and the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh,
ਔਰ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖੋ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਮਰਨ ਦਾ, ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਜੀ ਉੱਠਣ ਦਾ, ਔਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਸਵਰਗ ਉਠਾਏ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਆ, ਉਹ ਐਸਾ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਆ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਖਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਬਦਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ।
And his words that it is finished.
ਔਰ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਨੇ ਸਲੀਬ ਤੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਸਭ ਕੁਝ ਪੂਰਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ।
And his declaration that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
ਔਰ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਨੇ ਆਪ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਬਚਾਏ ਹੋ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤੋਬਾ ਕਰੋ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਾ ਰਾਜ ਸਵਰਗ ਦਾ ਰਾਜ ਨੇੜੇ ਹੈ।
Has changed and transformed lives all over the world.
ਔਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵਚਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਹੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਬਦਲ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ। ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ।
Giving people victory in the name of Jesus Christ.
ਔਰ ਇਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜਿੱਤ ਮਿਲ ਰਹੀ ਆ।
And true freedom and liberty.
ਔਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਚਾਈ ਮਿਲ ਰਹੀ ਆ ਔਰ ਉਹ ਪੂਰੇ ਤੌਰ 'ਤੇ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਹੋ ਰਹੇ ਆ।
You see, sin puts us in chains. The purpose of sin is to keep us bound and in chains and enslaved. But the power of the cross breaks the chains and bondage of sin.
ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਦੀ ਸਾਮਰਥ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੀ ਸਲੀਬੀ ਮੌਤ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਪਾਪ ਦੀ ਗੁਲਾਮੀ ਨੂੰ ਉਹਦੀਆਂ ਜ਼ੰਜੀਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਡੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਤੋਂ ਤੋੜਦੀ ਏ।
ਇਟ ਬ੍ਰੇਕਸ ਦ ਪਾਵਰ ਆਫ ਟੋਰਮੈਂਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ।
ਔਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਸਤਾਉਣ ਵਾਲੀਆਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਸ਼ਕਤੀਆਂ ਵਾ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਤੋਂ ਤਹਿਸ਼ ਨਹਿਸ਼ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਏ।
ਇਟ ਬ੍ਰੇਕਸ ਦ ਪਾਵਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਓਪਰੈਸ਼ਨ ਅਪਨ ਆਰ ਸਪਿਰਿਟ।
ਔਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਆਤਮਿਕ ਤੌਰ 'ਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਦੁਖੀ ਆ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਆ ਉਹ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ।
And the blood of Christ cleanses us from that unrighteousness, that ickiness that works its way into our lives. And then the Word of God says that He writes His Word upon our mind and upon our heart.
ਆਪਣੇ ਦੇ ਵਚਨ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਵਚਨ ਸਾਡੇ ਮਨਾਂ 'ਚ ਸਾਡੇ ਹਿਰਦਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਖਦਾ ਹੈ।
As an assurance that he has in fact indwelled us.
ਔਰ ਇਹ ਇਸ ਗੱਲ ਦਾ ਸਬੂਤ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਭਈ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵਸਦਾ ਹੈ।
But then he does something even more remarkable than that.
ਔਰ ਇਹਦੇ ਤੋਂ ਵੀ ਜ਼ਬਰਦਸਤ ਇੱਕ ਕੰਮ ਖੁਦਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ।
Because what he has written upon is not our old nature that we struggle with. He takes that old nature with all of its struggles and all of its weightiness.
ਔਰ ਉਹ ਉਹਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ ਸੁਭਾਅ, ਪੁਰਾਣੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ, ਪੁਰਾਣੇ ਕੰਮ ਸਾਰੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਆ।
And he takes it to the cross with him.
ਅਤੇ ਯਿਸੂ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਪੁਰਾਣੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ, ਪੁਰਾਣੇ ਕੰਮਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਲੀਬ ਉੱਤੇ ਟੰਗ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ।
Whereby that old nature that we struggle with.
ਔਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ ਸੁਭਾਅ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ
is put to death. And we are truly given a new nature. And it is upon that new nature that he writes his word.
ਔਰ ਉਹਨੇ ਇਸ ਨਵੇਂ ਸੁਭਾਅ ਤੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਵਚਨ ਲਿਖ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ।
And then he does something else.
ਔਰ ਇੱਕ ਹੋਰ ਕੰਮ ਖੁਦਾ ਬੜਾ ਤਾਰਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਜੀਵਨ 'ਚ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ।
The word of God says that he deposits into this new nature the faith necessary to embrace what has happened.
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੇ ਵਚਨ 'ਚ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਸੁਭਾਅ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਰਮ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਚਾਏ ਜਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ.
How many of you have ever done something that you wish you could undo? Maybe said something that you wish you hadn't said. Well, that's good. It looks like nobody's ever done anything that they wish they hadn't done. No, I understand. Listen, that's not something you want to jump up and down and say, hey, yeah, that was me. But what I want you to know is that the blood of Jesus Christ will wash that away, and you no longer have to carry the guilt and the shame associated with it.
ਔਰ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਚੇਤਾ ਰੱਖੀਏ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕੰਮ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਪਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਲਹੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਹ ਸਾਰੇ ਮਾੜੇ ਕੰਮ ਖੁਦਾ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਧੋ ਕੇ ਸਾਫ਼ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਛਤਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਨਹੀਂ ਆ ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ
Because the promise of the cross is that we are forgiven of all of those sins.
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਾ ਵਾਅਦਾ ਇਹੋ ਹੀ ਆ ਕਿ ਉਹਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਾਰੇ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਸ਼ੁੱਧ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ
And that as a result of receiving that faith, we now will walk in a newness of life. You see, the Word of God says that we are made perfect through Christ. And it is the sin and the death that cause us to do those things that we wish we wouldn't do. But the good news is that the blood and the cross break the power of sin and death.
ਪਾਪ ਅਤੇ ਮੌਤ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਦਾ ਨਾਸ਼ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ
In the Bible the word of God talks about Jesus hanging out with tax collectors and prostitutes and sinners
ਔਰ ਬਾਈਬਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਚੁੰਗੀ ਲੈਣ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵਿਭਚਾਰ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਔਰ ਹੋਰ ਕਈ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਰ ਦੇ ਗੁਨਾਹ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਬੈਠਾ ਸੀ
Jesus was with them so that they could understand where their value actually came from. And so that they could know that there was forgiveness for the sins that they had been involved in. And the encounter with Jesus Christ caused a transformation in their lives.
ਤੇ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਦੇ ਸਾਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਲਈ ਬਦਲ ਗਏ
And so tonight, I want to invite you to experience a transformation in your life. I want you to experience a faith that is going to give you confidence as you go forward. And I want you to know the full measure of the love of God for you. For God has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, that you might experience fulfillment in relationship with him. How many of you tonight would like to be able to get rid of those things that have weighted you down? To truly experience liberty and freedom. And to know that you have a value that no one can ever take from you. Then I'm going to ask you to keep your hands extended, and I'm going to ask you to pray along with Pastor Samuel. And to repeat these words. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We know, Father God, that we have done things that have been sinful. Things that have been displeasing to you. And tonight we confess those things to you and ask forgiveness. We desire to receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ. Who laid down his life for us. And paid the price for sin, breaking it off. So that we might experience a new life in resurrection.
Taki,
I believe that Jesus Christ defeated sin and death. And I desire, Father God, that my old nature would be crucified with Christ. That I might receive a new nature upon which is written your word. Therefore, I place my hands upon my head and make this declaration. I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, I choose to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. And I receive the faith that He has given me as a gift. I declare now that I have been made complete through Jesus Christ. I speak to my mind, my spirit, and my body. By the power of the Holy Blood, cross, resurrection, and ascension, of the true Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, old things have passed away. I have been forgiven. Therefore, I choose to forgive myself. I receive healing for those memories. And I declare that they no longer have impact on my life.
Today, जीवन से नहीं आएगा
By the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. I break off every curse. Every spell. Every tie, mark, and vow. Every seal, contract, and assignment. That has been sent, spoken, or created against me. By any person or spirit being. These things are now all destroyed by the fire of God. I declare this by the authority given to me. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. Who dwells in me. And by the faith that he has given me. I believe that it is done. So I ask the angels of the Most High God to take those things and cast them into the abyss. I also speak to my body. I command any infirmity or sickness. In me or around me. I command you to leave my body now and go into the abyss. I declare in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. That by his stripes I am healed.
Main changa ho gaya.
So I declare healing over my body now. And as I have received the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, and had my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, I now ask for the infilling and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Touch. Holy Spirit, touch them now. Holy Spirit, fill them now. Everybody watching, everybody listening, Holy Spirit, fill them now. Holy Spirit, fill them now. For you are not limited by time, space, or dimension. Fill them up, fill them up, fill them up, fill them up. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that came in the flesh. And now, Heavenly Father, let me now, Pastor, I'm just going to pray over them a prayer of completion.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of the mighty work that you have done this night. Thank you for the expression of your love and your Son, Jesus Christ, who laid down his life for us. Who took on the sins of the world, and now through Christ Jesus, we receive forgiveness. Having defeated both sin and death. And we thank you also, Father God, for the gift which is healing in our bodies. We thank you, Father God, for the gift which is the faith of the Son of God. And the ability to believe what previously we could not believe. Thank you for filling up our cups with your love. And thank you that from this night forward, we are changed.
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਅੱਜ ਤੋਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਲਈ ਬਦਲ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਆਮੇਨ
That no matter the circumstances around us, we are standing on solid ground. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to seal all of the good work that has been done this night.
ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ੁਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ 'ਚ ਕੰਮ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਇਹਦੀ ਮੋਹਰ ਪੱਕੀ ਬਣੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ 'ਚ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਏ
In your word Jesus said that those that have been placed in my hands cannot be snatched away
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਮੇਰੇ ਹੱਥੋਂ ਖੋਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ
I pray God that each and every person who made these declarations tonight is now placed in your hands
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਜਿੰਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਮੂੰਹ ਤੋਂ ਖੁਦਾਵਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਵਚਨ ਨੂੰ ਬੋਲਿਆ ਹੈ ਖੁਦਾਵਾਂ ਇਹ ਸਭ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ
ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਐਸਟੈਬਲਿਸ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਸੋਲਿਡ ਗਰਾਉਂਡ
ਆ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਜੀ ਇਹ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਚਟਾਨ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਖੜੇ ਹਾਂ
ਐਂਡ ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਵਾਟ ਮੇ ਕਮ ਦੇ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਬੀ ਸਨੈਚਡ ਫਰਮ ਯੋਰ ਹੈਂਡਸ
ਭਾਵੇਂ ਜੋ ਕੁਝ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਦੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਖੋਏ ਨਾ ਜਾ
I thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your Son, and I thank you for the Holy Spirit that seals that work. Let it be sealed now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, I pray. Amen.
Let's pray for Pastor Chikana also. ਅਸੀਂ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਸੇਵਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇਹ ਇੰਨੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਰਾਤ ਦਿਨ ਅਲੱਗ ਅਲੱਗ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਮੀਟਿੰਗਾਂ ਮੋਟਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਸਿਲਾਈ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਪਾਸਟਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਰਾਸ਼ਨ ਵੰਡਦੇ ਆ ਹਾਂਜੀ ਰਾਸ਼ਨ ਵੰਡਣ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਔਰ ਬਾਈਬਲ ਸਕੂਲ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਯਤੀਮ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਝੁੱਗੀ ਝੌਂਪੜੀ ਦੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਵਿਧਵਾ ਭੈਣਾਂ ਦੀ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਚਾਹੀਏ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਥ ਉਠਾ ਕੇ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਇੱਕ ਮਿੰਟ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਭ ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਥ ਉਠਾਈਏ ਇੱਕ ਮਿੰਟ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪ ਸਭ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਕਰੀਏ ਕਿ ਖੁਦਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਦਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਬੜੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਵੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਘਰ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਵੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਨੂੰ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਵੇ ਔਰ ਖੁਦਾ ਵਾਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਸੰਭਾਲੇ ਔਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸੇਵਾ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਵਧਦੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਬਚਣ ਲੋਕ ਸੰਗੀਤ ਹੋਣ ਨਜ਼ਾਤ ਕਰਨ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਕਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਮਿਨਿਸਟਰੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਮੱਤੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਔਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਜਲਾਲ ਪਾਵੇ ਅੰਧਕਾਰ ਦੀਆਂ ਤਾਕਤਾਂ ਜੋ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੇ ਦਾਸ ਦੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਔਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਕੈਂਸਰ ਹੋ ਜਾ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਘਰ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਵੇ ਔਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਸੇਵਕਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਛੁੱਟੀਆਂ ਵੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਔਰ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਸੇਵਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਦਾ ਦਾ ਬਰਕਤ ਆਉਣਾ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਦਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਸਰ ਔਰ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਖੁਦਾਵਾ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬੇਟੇ ਬੇਟੀਆਂ ਅੱਜ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੇ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੇ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਹੋਏ ਆ ਔਰ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਖੁਦਾਵੇ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਬਾਨਾਂ ਬੋਲਿਆ ਹੈ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਅੱਜ ਪੂਰੀਆਂ ਹੋ ਜਾ ਔਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਗਵਾਹੀ ਬਣੀਏ ਦਾ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਅੱਜ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੇ ਇਸ ਪਿੰਡ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਰਕਤ ਪਾਵੇ ਇਹ ਪਿੰਡ ਰਾਤ ਤੇ ਖੁਸ਼ੀਆਂ ਕਰੇ ਨੌਜਵਾਨ ਤਰੱਕੀਆਂ ਕਰਨ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਭਾਈਆਂ ਭਾਈਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਧਣ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਤੇ ਬੁਰੀਆਂ ਆਦਤਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਚਣ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਕਰਨ ਔਰ ਖੁਦਾ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਇਲਾਕਾ ਯਿਸੂ ਦਾ ਇਲਾਕਾ ਬਣ ਜਾਏ ਇਹ ਪਿੰਡ ਯਿਸੂ ਦਾ ਪਿੰਡ ਬਣ ਜਾਏ ਔਰ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਲੋਕ ਖੁਦਾ ਦਾ ਬਰਕਤ ਵਾਲੇ ਲੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬਣੇ ਚ ਔਰ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਬਣਦੀ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਰਬ ਦਾ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਸਾਰੀ ਵਿਸਤਾਰਾ ਦਾ ਸਾਰੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਮ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਮੰਗਦੇ ਆ ਆਮੇਨ
ਆਮੇਨ
ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ
ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Thank you, Pasi.
Thank you all so very much. I send my love to you. Okay. Praise the Lord. How about that? Praise the Lord. All right, folks. Hey, I'm at the end of my time. Coming up next here on TECN TV, and I hope we're over there on TECN TV. I don't know for sure if we're over there. Let me see. Uh-oh. They removed some content. That's going to be interesting. We'll have to see what that is. I'll do that in just a minute. Let me see here. TECN TV. And what do we got? Nope. Nope. Doesn't look like we've been up on that. Well, we are over there somewhere. I don't know where exactly. At any rate, thank you so much for tuning in. Texas Fully Loaded is coming up here momentarily. At the end of the day, don't forget this, okay? At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Wonderful opportunity that we have put the borewell here in this community, and with the prayer and support of Brad and Pastor Jig Yong and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry that has sponsored this borewell, we are so thankful for all our brothers and sisters, those who are praying for us, and we are thankful to Brad who completely helped this borewell to put in this community. God bless you, Brother Bram, and God bless you, Pastor Jig Yong, and God bless all the Chosen Generation Ministry. Thank you. God bless you.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
That they will receive fresh, clean water.
ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਸਾਫ ਸੁਥਰਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰ ਸਕਣ ਔਰ ਤੰਦਰੁਸਤ ਹੋਣ.
And that they will also receive the water of your Holy Spirit and your Son, Jesus Christ.
ਔਰ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਉਹ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਜਲ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਲੈਣ.
Let this community be blessed by this well.
ਇਸ ਬੋਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕ ਇਸ ਇਲਾਕੇ ਦੇ ਆਸ਼ੀਸ਼ ਪਾਣ.
Tonight, I want to introduce you to a relationship with God through Jesus Christ and show you how to have that same authority. Sometimes sin presents itself in our life and it creates a false illusion. Like a shiny object that we just can't get out of our head. But that's because our nature that we are born with is attracted to that shiny object. Turn to your neighbor and say, well, then how am I going to change my nature? Turn to your other neighbor and say, boy, I sure hope he has an answer. Well, I have an answer, and it's good news. How many of you would like to ask Jesus Christ to change the inside of your cup?
ਮੇਰੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਪੂਰੇ ਤੌਰ ਨਾਲ ਬਦਲ ਦੇਵੇ। ਜਿਹੜੇ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਥ ਉਠਾਈਏ, ਦੋਨੇ ਹੱਥ ਉਠਾ ਲਈਏ।
Then I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer with me and repeat the words that Pastor Samuel says. If you'd like to support our ministry in India, you can do that at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. You can also do it if you look up here just above me, Cash App, it's $PastorGregCGR. Venmo is at PastorGregCGR. And at PayPal, you can go directly to it, paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, and you can make a contribution to help us. We do sewing schools for our widows. We do food outreaches. As a matter of fact, every one of the people that you saw in the service we just had will be given a meal tonight before they go home, a nice meal. Whether they've accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior or not, everyone is invited to the meal, and we feed everyone at these outreaches. And sometimes, quite honestly, it's the best meal that they will get all week, maybe even all month. But we want to make sure that they are well fed. And we encourage you to be a part of helping. We've got an orphanage. We've got a Bible school. We've got these outreaches that we do. And God is moving in Punjab, India. And we'd love for you to be partnering with us. $5, $10, $50, $100, $1,000. Whatever you can do. If you'd like to be a monthly contributor, you can sign up and do that as well, and we will be greatly appreciative. Again, you can do it at chosengenerationradio.com, clicking on the donate button. You don't have to get signed up at PayPal. You can just go in there and do a debit card or a credit card, or paypal.me/PastorGreg. On Cash App, again, $PastorGregCGR, or on Venmo, at PastorGregCGR. Thank you again, and may God continue to bless you.